Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Oh, thank you very much, Scarecrow. Actually, on the line with us this evening, we've got someone from the Songbird Project, Michelle Brinsden. Are you there, Michelle?
Kia ora. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. You're welcome. Now, Rita Steele has just very quickly brought me up to speed with some localish news out in Koimarama. We've got an old ancient stand of trees, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is owned by the Melanesian Mission Trust Board. It sits kind of, for listeners out there that are familiar with the East Coast Bays, sits kind of near Medill's Farm and St. Thomas's Primary School. And it's up for sale at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so so Eastern Bay Songbird Project's been around since 2017, mm-hmm. and we've mainly been about getting behind the predator-free initiative. It was thought that the birds would start to spill out from the pest-free offshore island.
From the Gulf, which I think is,
yep.
it is the case.
Yes.
They do come ashore, especially on the East Coast Bays, and enjoy some of the native stands of trees that still remain in the area. So we are starting to see more tui and so forth on the,
yes.
on the coastal areas of Auckland.
Yep, and we're starting to see bowerbird and kaka, and yeah, it's pretty exciting times actually. And we feel that the pest-free initiative has really helped that, you know, create pest-free environments for these birds to flourish in. So that's how we really got involved with this forest patch.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trapping in there for a couple of years and noticed that it was really overgrown with weeds, so we started to have a community group initiative getting rid of the weeds. There have been some residents over the years that have also got rid of weeds and planted native trees. But our organisation actually commissioned a really good document a couple of years ago now called the Ecological Corridors Report, and that helped identify some of these corridors that were really important to the Eastern Bays area.
Yeah, big.
To help protect, yeah, and this was one of them.
Just jumped on Google Earth to have a look, to just try and get myself familiar with. So there's Keeper Road Bush, and you got Dingledale Reserve, and there's a couple of other patches of decent stands of trees, and then there's the Kohi Forest, and that's one of the largest pieces of remaining, I guess, native bush in the area. It's pretty significant when you look at it from space. And so at the moment, what, it's up for sale for development?
Yeah, so it's always been a little bit of a worry because we know it's in private property and it was owned by Melanesian Mission Trust. So the whole area was gifted to them. They were actually gifted 158 hectares of land over 100 years ago.
Mm.
And this is sort of the only remaining bush block left of this area. So it just suddenly came onto the market for sale and no one was really notified. And so it's sort of got everyone scurrying to try and find bits of information and trying to come up with solutions on how we can save it and have alternative plans rather than development. So with our project, we know that pest animals are a real problem for the birds, but we also know that habitat loss is one of the biggest
reasons
of decline.
Well, I mean, when you look at it from space, it's an enormous piece of bush in a relatively, or in a very heavily developed area. So, I mean, it's basically impossible to replace that size stand of trees. So it just seems ridiculous. I mean, is it, so it's the Melanesian Trust, are they just an old church group that are hoping to like fill the coffers?
Look, they do some great work in the islands and have enjoyed some tax-free benefits over the years.
Yes.
So we don't want to discourage the good work that they do.
They do,
however,
yes.
Their assets are pretty much managed by a board and with a huge disconnect to nature and to protecting spaces. So we're really just trying to engage with that trust board and get them to understand that there could be alternatives. We just need a little bit of time.
Is there anything that the council could do in this situation? I mean, obviously the whole Eastern Bays area is set for heavy development with some of the traditional regulations being relaxed and people can build, you know, like 3 to 6 story houses in the area. Is there any, I mean, surely there must be some sense in protecting a stand of trees like this.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a hard situation for the council because it got taken out of their hands the moment that the ECA, so it used to be a significant ecological area, and that got removed in 2015, I think, and that sort of took away that protection. So what I feel the council can do is to really uphold those ECAs that are still protected and just to make sure that this doesn't ever happen again. And one of the reasons it got removed is because it was deemed a very low ecological value because it was covered in weed pest species. Even though these big original trees are still in there and it's still providing canopy cover, it's still providing shade for the stream, it's still, you know, there's so much that it still provides, whether there's weeds there or not. And over the last 18 months, it's really been transformed with the removal of really bad pest species like ginger and Elaeagnus vines. And lots of native plants have been planted in there from the community. So it doesn't take much to change something from low value to high value, and that's where you need the community and behind these spaces. There are rules in place which we hope will be upheld if the development does go ahead. There are still small pockets of ECA still in that area, so we really want to see those preserved in the highest possible way. But it's tricky. It's a tricky situation because it's on private property. The council cannot come in and demand anything. But the danger is most of our forests and most of our trees that are over 10 metres, 20 metres are on private property. And this is the big issue. It's not just about Koei Forest. It's about the wider Auckland and protecting these areas that are on private property. Because it's over 60% of these areas that are actually on private property, and that's the real danger, that we'll lose them.
Yeah, it's a massive issue at the moment.
Yeah, with, it is.
All the development going on. I mean, if people would like to take a deeper dive on this this particular forest, the Koei Forest, and what the Auckland Songbird Project do, where should they head?
So there's been a really great website set up, so it's koeiforest.com, and that's K-O-H-I forest.com, and you can find all of the information on there. We're also trying to raise some money towards the effort, and we've also got our website, which is the songbird.org.nz, so if people can head along to those. We've got that great report, the Ecological Corridors report, on the Songbird website, and then all of the other information on the koeiforest.com website. So, encourage people to get involved.
Thank you very much, Michelle. And I mean, it's really an eye-opening thing for me was just jumping on Google Maps and looking at the area from space. And it's pretty clear that there's not a lot of green in the area. And you've got to hang on to what you've got.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, as places get developed, there's no space for big trees. So you end up with big areas with just shrubby vegetation.
Some yuckers.
Some yuckers. We need to protect these bigger, older forests, definitely.
Totally.
It's a massive thing that we need to really get behind and do it. And, you know, we all have a responsibility to, if we're selling a property, we need to be thinking about what's going to happen to that property once it's sold. We just can't just think of the dollar value anymore. We need to think about our natural heritage as well.
Yeah, nice one. All right, hey, Michelle, thank you very much for chatting to us.
And, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Check it out if you are out there listening and get involved. All right, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye. Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.